Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shleima for Leo ben Sora, the Mordechai ben Sora, and Leiloi Nishmas, Malka bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Elio Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Orim ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoach. As the weeks go on, the world becomes a more confusing place. The market is high in a suspicious way. The spreading of the virus with such speed is something that is certainly of concern to everyone. The conflicting reports, the different advice, what to do, what not to do, confusion. The fear of the unknown, that's quite obvious. What's happening in Iran? What's Eretz Yisrael? What's Israel going to do to Iran, with Iran? What are other nations of the world going to do? What are we on the cusp or the verge of? Nobody knows. And we could go on and on with all the problems and the other sicknesses and the problems with Parnosa and the problems with Shiduchim, Merubim Tzorche Amcho, anyone who has any access to any type of media communication or electronic communication, it's constant requests and Tzoras and Tzoras. No question. And we have to respond. We're not being asked to respond publicly, but we have to respond emotionally and spiritually. And the truth of the matter is that, as a great secular author once said, maybe he said it in the opposite way, but to paraphrase him, these may be the worst of times, which they're probably not, but they may be the best of times as well, which may or may not be true. What do I mean? David HaMelech in Maskila David b'yoysoi b'amoro tfilo. He was hiding in a cave from being pursued and for his life. And he says, Habeit yomin ra'ei, look to the right, ve'ein limakir. Nobody recognizes me. Ovad munis b'meni, there's loss of any place of refuge. Ein derech lenafshi. There's nobody out there even asking for my welfare. What do I do? Says the Radak, one word. Lefikoch zo'akti elecho. Therefore, zo'akti elecho Hashem. I cried out to you, Hashem, amarti, atomachsi. You are my place of refuge. Chelki be'eretz hachayim. You are my chelik in the eretz hachayim. And it seems from the Radak that David HaMelech, to cry out with such a broken heart, with such a full heart, Belev Sholem, Zo'akti Elecho Hashem Amarti, Atomachti, I take refuge in you, I put my trust in you, I'm relying and counting on you, Atomachti. He needed that Ein Limakir, Ein Doresh Lenafshi, Lefikoch, nobody cares, nobody knows me. We're all alone in this crazy world. We have no idea what's going on. Lefikoch, therefore, I'm capable now, meumka deliba, from the depths of my heart, to call out, Zo'akti Elecho Hashem, Amarti Atomachsi. So in a sense, this confused world in which we live is a primary inspiration, a powerful, maybe a most powerful inspiration to call out to Hashem from the bottom of our hearts, and not only to beseech him for his help, but Amarti Atomachsi, the only refuge in this world from all of the sorrows, from all of the challenges that face us, is to take refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth of the matter is that's so beautifully described in the words of the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, which over the years, I'm sure we've alluded to. where the Rambam discusses the reason we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He says because they're Yemei Pachad, Yirov HaFachad, days of awe, days of fear, not appropriate to be singing the Shirois V'Tishbochos of Hallel. But he says, Yirov HaFachad, Umivrach, we're so overwhelmed with fear that we want to run away from Hashem. What's happening, Hashem? What are you doing? What are you letting go on in this world? What are you letting happen to us? Why do you let this world seem that it's out of control? Umanoi say love. But what do? When we want to run away from Hashem, because this world is so insane and we don't know what to do. We don't see Hashem's hand helping us and guiding us and leading us and sustaining us and taking care of all of our problems. We're living in a Hester Ponim. And what do we say? I want to bivrach. I want to run. But where do I run? There's only one place that I have to run. Mivrach, mimenu, from him, umono selov. And I take refuge. I run right into his embrace. And these times are the times that can lead us directly, strongly, with deep conviction, with a shleimus halev, right into the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amarti Atom Achsi. And I think that, therefore, we have to use every opportunity that we have in these days to strengthen that Atom Achsi, to strengthen that realization that we're taking refuge in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take the moments when we feel such fear, to take the moments when we feel ein li makir, ein deresh lenavshi, when we're so overwhelmed with Yirov HaFachad that we want to do mivrach, I want to just stop the world, I want to get off, I want to get out of here. But where can I run? Only one place, only to one. Umono yisei love. And I take refuge in the betzel kale, in my bitochen, in my hope, in my confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really the Rabbeinu Yoina brings the pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Beyiras Hashem miftachos." In the fear of Hashem lies the strength of bitochen. Because when things are good, and have nothing to be afraid of, nothing to worry about. So, of course, everything is fine. That's not true, bitochen. But when I really don't know where to run, and when I want to run, I want to just get out of here. That's the strength of bitochen. That's the mivrach mimenu, umono yisei lov. That's the ein li makir, ein doresh lenafshi, the fikoch zo'akte lecho Hashem, I called out, therefore, to you, bo amarti, atom achsi, you are my place of refuge. And therefore, I think it's appropriate that as we daven every day, we say so many psukim in the psukim de Zimra, not to mention the rest of the tefillas, but just in the psukim de Zimra alone, which are based mostly on Sefer Tilim, so many psukim that can inspire bitochen if we stop to pay attention to them, if we focus on the meaning of the words, if we allow ourselves to imbibe them and to inspire us in a little bit more bitochen, a little bit stronger hope. Who knows what that could accomplish for us, for our families, for our communities, and for Klal Yisrael. Take, for example, we praise Hashem that He's good. His chesed is le'olam. And it would seem, the Mefarshim say that, what is the tuv Hashem? What is His goodness? His chesed is endless, le'olam. The chesed with which He created the world, olam chesed yibone, is alive and well today, as the Altum Slavotka says, mechadish b'tuvi b'chol yom tovim ma'asei bereishis. He's recreating the world every day for each individual, just as He did for Adam HaRishon in Briyas Olam. Such chesed, ki le'olam chasdei. Or take, for example, let's move on אתה השם לא יסיכלו רחמך ממני, חסדך ועמיתך תמיד יצרו לי. You השם. You never withheld. The רחמך is never withheld from me. חסדך, your חסד, and your עמיתך, and your truth, paying that which you owe, that which we earn, that which you promise, תמיד יצרו לי, will always be my source of tzur. Tzur, the Goyim tells us, is based on the pasuk tzur chosoyu boy in Parshas Hazino. We take refuge under a rock from the elements. We take refuge unto the rock of Israel, and he protects us from everything. Zochor rachamecho Hashem chasodecho. Remember your rachamim Hashem and your chesed, ki me'olam heimo. They are from time immemorial, and therefore there's no reason, rhyme or reason, to ever assume that they're going to change. We can go on and on. Hashem Tzvokes Imonu Miskov Lonu Eloke Yaakov Selo. Hashem Tzvokes, that's Hashem in his power, in his army, in his might, is Imonu. He's Miskov Lonu, is our stronghold, Eloke Yaakov Selo. Hashem Tzvokes Ashrei Odom B'Teach Boch. Happy, fortunate is the man who puts his trust in Hashem. Nafsheinu Chikso L'Hashem, Ezreinu Mogineinu Hu. Our nefesh awaits Hashem and awaits the closest and awaits the Yeshua in times of Tzora. Ezreinu, our help, Umogineinu, and our shield from Tzores Hu. Ki vo yismach libeinu. In him our hearts will rejoice. Why? In what merit? In what zchus? Ki v'shem kodshei botochnu. Because we have trusted in his name, the holy name. And then abakosha. Yehi chastecho Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu loch. May the chesed Hashem be showered upon us to the degree that we have put our hope in him. As the Chofetz Chaim says, kifi goydol habitochoin, to whatever degree, kasher yichalnu loch, to the extent that we are able to await Hashem's chesed, to that degree the chesed should be upon us. Hareinu Hashem chastecho ve'yeshecho titen lonu. Show us your chesed and give us your Yeshua. Again, the same focus. And of course, at the very end, the posik, which is probably the yisod of the Midas HaBitochon, v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. David HaMelech in the last posik is quoted from Kapitel Yud Gimel, where his habito, where he says, he's afraid he's on the verge of death, he's being pursued again. And then at the end, he strengthens himself in such a moment of fear, in such a moment of danger. He says, "Vani, and me, b'chastecho b'tachti. I trusted in your chesed. Your chesed is me'olam ad olam. Your chesed is kila olam chastoi. Your chesed is the same chesed that olam chesed you bought, and you conduct the world today with that very same chesed. And b'chastecho b'tachti. And because of that, as the Goyin says, your gael in the Loshon Osid, the future, I know my heart will rejoice with the Yeshua. I know the Yeshua will come because ani b'chastecho b'tachti. And of course, then I say, Oshira l'Hashem, when the Yeshua comes, I will sing Shira. I will praise Hashem for it. But that's the idea. I mean, we're in a mokum tzora. We're surrounded by challenges. We're surrounded by unknowns. We're surrounded by threats on economic and on an existential and on personal levels, on so many different levels, with so many different challenges. And what do we say? We are completely and totally trusting Hashem's chesed. Everything Hashem does is chesed v'rachamim. The same chesed, olam chesed yibonah, that he created the world, he conducts the world today. But because of that conviction that Hashem is still, continues to be every single moment of the existence of creation, I'm sure beyond, before, but he's I can trust in his chesed, because that's what he's all about. Yogeh libi, my heart will rejoice. Something from within announces to me, Hashem is going to help me. He's molei chesed. He created the world only to do chesed. He's orchestrating all of these things. You think these things are happening by accident? You think it's the politics? You think it's the viruses? Every politic has its address. Every virus has its address. Every nuclear explosion has its address, just as every bullet from Chaim Soloveitchik said has its address. It's all from Hashem. And we know it's all chesed. And we're so convinced on Bechas Nechobotachti that something from within just tells us, Yogeh libi bishuasecha. My heart will, I know, I feel it. My heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. Let's hope that we should be zeiche to that feeling, to see the actual Yeshua take place, and be koroyev to be able to recite all together, or shira l'Hashem ki gomal oloi. That's the day we await. That's the inspiration that we need to inspire ourselves with. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zeicha b'korev. Kol tuv. Good night.